win games in this league. And you know, I thought offensively in the second half, we had a couple guys break some tackles and finally get the ball in the end zone. I thought we moved the ball and controlled the ball well. But I thought it was a good team effort.
Let's talk about going into this game. You know, we're playing against the number one run defense, and you come out and you rush for 123 yards. It says a lot about your offensive line and your running backs, what they're able to do today.
Well, we talked about, you know, throwing the ball 50 times a game usually is not a very good formula for us. They have an excellent run defense here. We knew that going into the game. But we felt we had to run the football. Even if early in the game, if we didn't have a ton of productivity, we felt it was important to get some snaps running the ball. And we were able to do that. We were able to break a couple. As I said, they have a good run defense, but I thought our guys competed well.
You know, talk about today, Ryan Tannehill had spreading the ball around, able to put points on the board as you got going, as you said, with your offense and just keeping things moving. Obviously, the ability to run the ball helped him throw the ball in those situations.
Yeah, I think we did a little better job on third down. You know, we haven't been as good as of late on third down. I don't remember the stats right in front of me, but it felt like we were converting some of those, so you're holding on to the football longer and you get more opportunities. And I thought, like you mentioned, he got the ball with different guys. Clay, you know, had some receptions today. Our two primary wideouts had pretty good productive days, so I thought he did a good job.
Joe, was the goal to be aggressive in this game? Even in the first half, when you didn't get fourth down conversions, you went for it twice on fourth down, which I don't think we've seen you do all year.
Yeah, we just, you know, we were in the, you know, we wanted to show our guys. We had a lot of confidence in them and faith in them. We, you know, we were close on a couple of those plays, you know, didn't make them, but felt we had to, you know, we had to be aggressive. And we felt like the goal line one, you know, they hadn't been great backed up. We knew that. So we felt like if we could, obviously we wanted to score a touchdown, but if we didn't, we felt like we could get a three and out and get the ball in relatively good field position.
Joe, what is it about Olivier Vernon that enabled him to get the 2.5 sacks today and then the 10 sacks for the season?
Well, he plays hard every, you know, he goes out to the practice field and he practices hard. He's a competitive guy, and, you know, he's got good strength. He's a good football player, and he just he goes out there every day, and he gives you 100%, and you're happy to see a guy that works that hard have production.
You said Geno Smith has been struggling for a long time, certainly struggled in the first half when he played today. Did you do anything different? Obviously, the first play, you pressure him, you get a sack and kind of set things up for him. Was it his ineptitude or what you guys were doing defensively?
Well, I think he's good. You know, he's a good young player, and our I thought our defense played well. I mean, we came out of the gate fast, and well, like you said, we got good pressure early on him, and I thought our coverage down the field looked pretty good as well. So I don't think he had a ton of options, quick places to go with the football, and it's a credit to our coverage too.
This was viewed almost as a knockout game, that the Bruins would have a hard time making the playoffs. Can you talk about the way your team responded to that challenge and the fact that the playoff picture is still there for you?
Well, we talked, you know, we told the guys last night in a meeting, you know, it's December 1st and you have to play your best football of the year in December. And, you know, really we didn't ask them, you know, we talked early in the week about making this a one-game season and focusing on the game at hand, and all the other stuff would take care of itself. So, you know, I thought the guys, you know, I thought our concentration level was good, our focus was good, and, you know, that's kind of what we told them.
You feel at half, you guys are dominating statistically everything, and yet you're ahead 6-0. What was your message?
Well, we liked the way we were playing the game. I mean, we were playing fast. We were playing. The tempo was good. The guys were into the game. We had a good feel in the locker room. We had a good feel on the field. Obviously, there were some opportunities we didn't capitalize on. We would have liked to have had more points, certainly at that stage of the game. But the feeling was good. The guys, we just talked to the guys about, let's get some clean plays. It's, you know, the two plays that we scored touchdowns on. You know, one's a slant pass that we put in probably day one, and the other one was you know, a hitch route that, again, that's install 101. And guys break tackles and make plays, and all of a sudden we look like, you know, smart and productive. I mean, they're basic football plays, but they, you know, it was a good feeling at halftime. We felt pretty good.
Playing your defense impact your decision to go for it near midfield in the first quarter? Not how well you played and how the Jets have been struggling to generate anything, that even if you turn it over there, if they can get it back really quickly?
Yeah, it was so close. We just, you know, like I said, we wanted to be aggressive. We're on the road. We're playing a division opponent. It's December. You know, we certainly didn't want to be reckless, but we felt like that wasn't a reckless call. I think we were on the 42 or 43 yard line. I'm not exactly sure right now, but we just felt like that was the right call to make at that point in time.
Joe, what's your thoughts on Brian Hartline again today?
He played well. I mean, I think he had a lot of confidence going into the game, and you know, he was into the game, and I thought he caught the ball well and looked like he got open a number of times and broke a tackle or two, and you know, I thought he played well.